This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 9:45, quarter till 10, breezing through a beautiful Wednesday morning. And I was kidding around earlier saying I hope that Elon Musk doesn't fire the people that keep charge of the tariffs, because it's like filling in a bowling score after the game is over, trying to remember what you had and which frame with the tariffs going on, going off. I also hope he doesn't fire any meteorologist at NOAA needs when it comes to hurricane season. And Barry Keim joins us now, LSU climatologist, talk about what's happening over there. How you doing, Barry?
Hey, good morning. You're my favorite Shaw Eagle, so it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I'm my own favorite Shaw Eagle as well. Let's talk about what's going on with cuts to NOAA. And I guess before we talk about cuts, what is NOAA and what do they do as it relates to hurricane season and predictions and those kind of deals?
Okay, so NOAA stands for the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. It's really the nation's weather, ocean, and fisheries agency. And it's kind of an umbrella organization that oversees the National Weather Service, National Hurricane Center, National Severe Storms Lab, Storm Prediction Center. So all these guys are involved in severe weather and severe weather, but it also manages fisheries and the oceans. We have the National Ocean Service, the National Marine Fisheries Service, and several others. So it's a very, very important group, and in what they're responsible for, daily weather forecasts. They monitor and warn about hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, tsunamis, fire weather. They manage fisheries. They help ships navigate the oceans, and of course, they observe changes in the climate and the oceans. Just so be sure that we don't reach some point of no return in terms of some of the directions that we're heading.
So is that the same as the National Weather Service? The National Weather Service part of that, or am I confused?
No. Yes. So NOAA is the umbrella organization. National Weather Service is an agency nested underneath NOAA, as is the National Hurricane Center and the Severe Storms Lab, et cetera. So all those are part of NOAA.
So when it comes to meteorologists and predicting storms and path and intensity, every local meteorologist, they're getting the information from NOAA, correct? Is that accurate?
That is absolutely accurate. I mean, it takes a lot of money to run these computers and to fly planes into storms and that kind of stuff. It takes special expertise, and NOAA oversees all that. And it, and our forecasting keeps getting better and better and better. Now with these job cuts, it's going to be interesting to see how we move forward and if we can stay on that track. I suspect probably not. I mean, one of the things they've cut were, some of the hurricane hunters, the guys who do fly into the storms. They gather important data that feed the models that lead to more accurate forecasts. That mission will still be there, but they'll be, understaffed, overworked, and probably won't be producing products with all the accuracy that we're capable of. So that just puts people's lives at risk.
And again, I don't think anybody is for government waste, but you got to be selective in how you do it. And how concerned are you with what you just said and the hurricane hunters being cut, which has me shaking my head here? I don't know if whoever it was that made that decision understood exactly what they were doing and what the... first of all, to find somebody to even do that is crazy, right? But to lay them off, I don't know how you go about it. Once you lose somebody that does that, where do they go? How do you get them back?
That's a great question. And, in a lot of these folks that are being laid off are being recruited by other agencies in other parts of the world. Europe is, you know, they see these folks getting laid off, and these are some of the, you know, the best and brightest minds in weather and climate and fisheries. And they're going to get scooped up by other places. I mean, even heard China is recruiting some of the people that are being laid off. So it's going to be a very interesting few months to see how all this plays out. I definitely think that forecasts are going to get worse, though, under these circumstances. And you know, NOAA is the rumors are they're going to lay off about 1,000 people within NOAA today. And in total,
today.
And if that happens, as predicted, they will have laid off about 25% of their workforce since this new administration has been in place. So it's a big deal.
So what is that going to look like to the average person here in this area who depends on the local meteorologist who gets their information from NOAA when it comes to parades, forecast for that, and even more importantly, come June 1st, hurricane season?
Well, as I said, forecasts will probably get a little worse. We just won't have data to feed the models like we used to. And as a result, those cones of uncertainty will get larger with time. And there's a lot of cost involved with all these evacuations as well. So this isn't good for society, in my opinion, as we move forward with these cuts. This is not a good thing.
Do you know if the Louisiana delegation is working on any of this or trying to pass along the importance of the NOAA employees, hurricane hunters, et cetera, or maybe the region? Because it's not just us. You know, you got Florida, Texas, a lot of political clout, a lot of skin in the game when it comes to hurricane season.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, obviously, we have the entire Gulf Coast. All those states have a lot of skin in this game, and as for, I'm not dialed in on the political side as to who's doing what and speaking to whom, but it's a very politically dicey landscape, let's say, and who's doing what I really don't know, but it's a scary time right now.
As far as you know, Barry, do you know of a lot of people hanging around at the NOAA not doing anything or just kind of drinking coffee and not doing their jobs and all that stuff?
Well, I know a lot of NOAA folks, and these are some of the hardest working people that I know. I mean, they're wonderful. They're very knowledgeable, well trained at what they do. I mean, yeah, there are problem people everywhere. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, within NOAA, these are some hardworking folks, and I've worked with these folks for years, and I haven't come across very many slouches along the way, but. There's fat everywhere. I'm sure there. Every organization needs some trimming or can use some trimming. It just needs to be done correctly. And I'm just not sure we're going about this in the best possible way.
Wow, it just makes no sense to me if you can A, find somebody that will fly into the eye of a hurricane, and B, is competent enough to do the research and provide valuable data. Why you wouldn't want to hang on to them. Thank you, Barry. Appreciate it. Always trying to keep things factual and true. Barry Keim, Louisiana LSU, rather, climatologist. We'll take a break. Find out what Newell's got coming up when we return on WWL.